USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith, we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. President Trump's calling a new trade deal a great one for all three nations in a series of tweets this morning, saying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, quote, solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which it replaces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Two scientists from the U.S. and Japan winning the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing this morning that Jim Allison and Tasuku Hanjo are honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to fight cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. As the FBI continues to investigate sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi says,
if he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be on the court that he's on right now.
Pelosi also saying she doesn't believe Kavanaugh is fit to serve because of the way he criticized Senate Democrats during his confirmation hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's publicly traded companies now must include women on their boards of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signing that measure into law yesterday. Senate Bill 826 says by the end of next year, public companies will have to have at least one female director on their boards. Another security breach at Facebook. It was announced last week.
On Tuesday afternoon, our engineering team found an attack affecting up to 50 million accounts on Facebook.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg there. Now a U.S. senator's calling for Congress to take action in response to his announcement. Here's more from John Clemens.
He is Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
And Paul McCartney is releasing a children's book. It's called Hey Granddude. It follows an elderly magical grandpa called Granddude and his four grandchildren. It's described as a heartwarming family story. It's going to be released in September of next year. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.